If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Listen, injuring yourself happens, but it's when it happens in a ridiculous way that we love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've heard about somebody playing peekaboo a little too aggressively this morning.
Like getting an MRI aggressively. Like that's wild to me.
Peekaboo is, unless the game has changed since Bear was a child, you just put your hands over your face and you go, peekaboo, right? Isn't that, am I missing something?
No, she just got super aggressive.
I didn't even. Try it, Dan. Peekaboo. Peekaboo. Just, you move your hands.
Well, you're not as committed as she is.
Perhaps.
I'm not a peekaboo enthusiast as much as Monica is.
You didn't care as much.
617-655-1234.
This childhood is ruined.
Kristen is from Billerica. Good morning.
Good morning.
So Kristen is an EMT, guys. And you'll never guess where she injured herself.
Go on.
Used to. So I was going to go into my ambulance, heard my partner talking, and when I turned my head while stepping off the curb, one of the antennas in the front of the ambulance impaled one of my nostrils. And I had to tell them I couldn't go on the call, and my partner drove me to the ambulance to get my nose cauterized that night.
Like up your nose? Like... into your...
up my nose, pretty far up my nose.
Like in your brain?
Hold on, can we just back up? And I want to know how the antenna got there, Kennedy.
Well, she fell onto it.
So you were getting out of the ambulance or into it?
No, I was walking around the front of the ambulance. It was parked at our station. And I noticed my partner was in the driver's side talking on the phone, and I went to look at him while I stepped off the curb in the front of the ambulance. And
gotcha.
There was, on this particular ambulance, there was four antennas because we have different radios.
Right.
So did you have to stay in there, or did you have to pull it out in order to go to the ambulance?
Oh, it came right out, and I walked right past the passenger door into the back, grabbed any towel I could to not get it on my uniform.
Started triaging yourself.
My partner was like, you ready to go on this call? And I said, we're not going on this call. I need to go get my nose cauterized. And he just kind of stared at me bewildered, making a phone call to her supervisor.
Oh, my God, dude.
The nurses thought I got struck by a patient. They're like, you're safe now. Did anybody hurt you? And my partner said, if someone hurt her, they would have been a patient too. Like, he was all protective.
Oh, bless your heart.
Do you find that you get radio stations better in your car now?
All right.
Maybe I do. Maybe I
She just has to sneeze better, for better reception.
Right. It's a little staticky. Would you please touch the radio? Thank you. Thank you, Kristen. Producer Dan, what happened to you? Somebody text in. I don't remember
somebody
this.
I legitimately forgot about this until they reminded me. Now I'm having PTSD flashbacks. So I was in Miami with my girlfriend at the time, and we were down there for a long weekend, and we had been on a boat partying all day doing Miami things.
Yes.
And now it's like 4 in the morning, and I'm asleep, and I woke up with like heartburn. And the room is pitch black. I'm like, oh, I have Tums on the counter over there. So I get up out of bed, and I immediately slip on a towel that I have left on the floor and go down like a sack of potatoes, and I blow my knee out at 4 in the morning, and I'm completely naked. So now, and when you go right from dead asleep to serious injury and the adrenaline takes over, so now I'm completely naked on the floor in shock, and I'm like shaking from adrenaline.
Probably interesting sounds coming out of you.
And my brain is like, what's happening? We were just asleep, and now
I'm naked on the floor.
And I had to get, we were going home the next morning, so I had to get wheeled around the Miami airport by like this nice 90-year-old man who had to wheel me to my gate.
Daniel.
And don't leave towels on the floor in hardwood. You'll go down naked and it'll be a bad scene. I forgot about that one. I got to remember that one.
That was a good one.
All right.
Thank you for reminding us, friends. We appreciate you more than anything.
You remember my life better than me.
We have somebody by the name of Butter from Quincy. Good morning, Butter.
Butter? Oh, yeah, you say butter.
Butter. Michelle has taught us all.
Yes, it is Butter. My apologies, Butter from Quincy. What happened to you?
Yeah. Oh, man, this is pretty stupid. You know, years ago, starting out in construction, and, you know, peanuts were pretty meek at the time. It was February, and I had a siding job. Decided to put my ladder up on a hill, kicking the feet, and got up to the top of the ladder, and the feet kicked out because the ground was so hard and icy, and the ladder slipped down, and about, like, I don't know, about 4 feet, and I saw a platform for the stairs, the cement stairs, and I tried to make a jump for it. No, that didn't work. I just kind of pushed the ladder aside and went slamming onto the ground, onto the stairs, and pretty much broke my ankle right off, pretty much.
Right off, huh?
Down goes Butter.
I was kind of running around with no feet. It was just one foot and jumping around. Like, it hurt. No, it swelled up pretty bad, and thank God I had a buddy there to pick me up and drive me to the hospital, but that was pretty stupid.
How far did you fall?
I was up probably about 28 feet, and I probably slid down probably about 26 feet down onto cement stairs.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah, that's fun.
Okay today? Do you walk with a limp? Are you all right?
No. People have been wondering that for a long time.
He's like, my name's Butter. No, I'm not okay.
No, I can fall 20 feet out of the air. I'm fine.
onto a concrete slab of stairs. Oh, man.
A couple McGillicuddy's, a nice pack. You're right back to work on Monday.
Absolutely.
Put some dirt on it.
All right. Thanks for calling in, buddy. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Take bye. Care.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.